Our community connection this week is in Luzerne County, where everything old is seemingly new again at the Oosterhout Free Library. Michelle Riley, Director of Development and Community Education at the Oosterhout, takes us back to the beginning.
The Oosterhout has been serving the public and the city of Wilkes-Barre and all of Luzerne County, actually, for 135 years now. We are so proud to continue serving our community with free educational resources to help patrons move along in their professional goals, their educational goals, and even just their recreational goals with pleasure reading. We were established by a prominent businessman in Wilkes-Barre. His name was Isaac S. Oosterhout, and he endowed our library with money as well as his own personal book collection, and he wanted to make sure a library existed in the city of Wilkes-Barre in perpetuity to serve the county and serve the city.
That's wonderful and a great gift to the community, to be sure. I know that libraries have had to change with the times. A lot of times people look at a library as just a repository for books, but you're so much more now, aren't you?
We are. We actually have a collection of over 223,000 items between our four branches of the Oosterhout Library. And beyond books, we are now offering a library of things. Patrons can check out games, puzzles. We have passes to the Everhart Museum in Scranton that you can just check out and use for free with your library card. We have tools, acoustic guitars, so just a variety of items that maybe you want to try something before you buy it. Maybe your kids just need something different for the weekend. So we are always just looking to modify with our patrons, meet our patrons' needs and what the community needs, and offer these resources for free.
I think about the children especially. When they actually get into reading, they develop that love for reading and love for learning. So how does the Oosterhout help the children in the area?
We have weekly story times for preschool children every Wednesday morning, and then our expertly trained library staff develop programs every single month. Multiple times a month, there's different age programs going on for different ages of children. From preschool up to age 12, we have a Tween Tuesday program now. We have a kids club for ages 8 to 12 happening once a month. And these are just fun educational programs that get kids into the library, kind of teach them how to use the library and what the library offers, but also allows for socialization, and that it just inspires that lifelong love of learning, reading. It really just helps the community overall. It's also a free resource for parents to be able to bring their children to when they may not be able to afford some of the more expensive extracurricular activities that are out there.
What other kinds of programs does the Oosterhout offer for those who are a little bit older?
We try to serve educational programs for all ages. We have wonderful teen and young adult programs that are also expertly designed by our dedicated teen librarian. She does a fantastic job filling in programs that cover a variety of life skills topics. Since home economics classes aren't really offered anymore in public school curriculum, the library is really trying to fill in that gap. And in partnership with the Wilkes-Barre Health Department, we've been able to develop an Adulting 101 program. In the last year or two, she's covered cooking classes, sewing classes. We had a car mechanic come in. We have financial help for teens and young adults. All different programs just to touch on those life skills that they may need as they journey into adulthood. And then for adults and seniors older than that, a variety of programs just to kind of support whatever they may be interested in, provide a social element for seniors who may need somewhere to go. We have crafting programs. We have a movie matinee every week. Every Friday, we show a different movie. A lot of times, they're older classics that you may not have seen in a while or may have never seen. We see a great draw for that. We have a horror club that shows horror movies. So for those who are more interested in that genre, we really do just try to provide a variety of programs that will interest everybody. The library is definitely for everybody and is a safe haven for people to come and learn and socialize.
How do you feel the library has changed over the last 10 years?
COVID was a change for us. We really started to develop our digital resource and all of our databases that we offer right online. So the library is technically open 24/7 through our website, and all you need is your library card to access a lot of our digital resources. We have a language program where you can go on and take language modules to learn a new language or practice your English speaking skills. We have a new database called Blue Career where you can go on, young adults or even career changers can go on, take an assessment and get suggestions for a more blue collar career that they may be interested in. There's then also employment resources through there and resume help, SAT prep, various test prep resources right on our website. We also have ebooks, audiobooks. We use Cloud Library here in the Luzerne County Library System. And that you can get as an app on your phone, where you can then just have your audiobooks going right through your phone. And those are children's, young adult, and adult books, periodicals, magazines, newspapers, right through the website or through that app.
I'm hearing a lot of different things that the library has morphed into: a job opportunity center, a school, a place that you can learn a different type of language. What's next for the Oosterhout?
We are just going to continue to try to stimulate the use of those digital databases and really market those databases to our patrons and our community and let them know these resources are available for free to them just for being a resident of Luzerne County. Now, you don't even have to be a resident of Wilkes-Barre. Since we are a connected system, the Luzerne County Library System, and the Oosterhout does serve as the district center, your Luzerne County Library card allows you to use these resources on any of the library's websites, but also at the physical libraries themselves. So you can use your card at the Oosterhout, the Back Mountain Library. If you're down in Hazleton, you can use those libraries, all with that one card. We also have interlibrary loan services where we get resources from Philadelphia libraries, actually nationwide, through interlibrary loan services. So if you can't find something in our collection necessarily, we can find it for you and still get it for you from another library.
Honestly, you're making it so easy for people to stay connected to the libraries, which I think is fantastic. But one question I wanted to pose to you, especially because technology is moving so rapidly and we're trying our best to keep ahead of it or trying to stay at least in step with it. But do you feel that maybe video games and things of that nature have kind of taken people away and maybe had them disinterested for a little while in the library?
We see a lot of usage of our public computers. So for those who may not have a computer at home, they can come use our public computers. They can also just bring their own devices and connect to our Wi-Fi. For remote workers, remote students, sometimes going to your library or just getting out of your home space to go do your work really helps with focus, really helps with creativity, inspiration. Pop in, sign into our Wi-Fi, and get your work done or get your projects done. We see about 15,000 connections to our internet every year. At this point, we anticipate that will continue to grow. Through our Library of Things as well, we offer Wi-Fi hotspots. So if you don't have internet at home or for whatever reason you're between internet services, sometimes when you move, you can't get it set up right away, I encourage you to check out our Library of Things mobile hotspots where you can power up to 10 devices in a home just with that little Wi-Fi hotspot. And that's, again, available for free to check out with your library card.
Do you remember when we were much younger, our mother or father used to take us to the library and we couldn't talk? We had to be quiet. We couldn't do anything. We had to be very silent. It seems to me this is like a hub of activity.
Sometimes if I'm down talking to other staff members, I'm always trying to be in a hushed tone. And then I remember, you know, that's really not the image of a library anymore. We're definitely a community hub. We encourage conversation, talking. We, of course, are hoping to develop our internal space to maybe provide some of those quiet study spots. We are a historic building and are working towards maybe a remodel in the next 5 to 10 years, hopefully. So you might see some of those dedicated silent study spots. But in our library, we encourage communication. We encourage you to ask the librarians for help and the staff for help with whatever you need. It's definitely a community hub, community center. There's no more shushing.
Have you always been an avid reader?
I have always been an avid reader. I did grow up in a house where reading was very much encouraged. And some of my very first memories in life are from my local public library, some of the fun programs we'd go to. Now I really enjoy some of the books that I loved as a child. My favorite thing in the world is to read those to my kids.
You know, there are some people that really don't make use of their libraries in the community. And if you could give them any kind of advice, what would that be?
I would just say get your library card. You never know when you might need it or use it. For example, I stream a show. I really wanted to watch the second season, but you had to pay for it. I was like, you know what? Let me check if the library has that. I went right on the Luzerne County Library System catalog through the Oosterhout website, searched it up, and sure enough, my local library in Luzerne County had it. I was able to check it out and then watch that second season without having to pay for it. And it was just so nice. So you never know when you might need to look up a book. You might see a book suggested somewhere else and you might want to check it out before purchasing it on Amazon. I'm a big proponent of seeing if it's at your library first. I usually only buy books if I really love them and want to keep it for life. Otherwise, I check a book out, read it, and then check it back. You can always check it back out again and read it again from the library. So I really just encourage everyone, if you are a resident of Luzerne County, have your library card. It not only will support you in whatever educational, recreational, or professional endeavor you have, but it also helps our numbers. The more registered users we have of the library helps our funding with the state. We report all of those numbers to the state on an annual basis, and showing how many users we have and showing that there's growth in those numbers can really enhance the little bit of funding we do receive from the state.
You have a terrifically ambitious agenda with regard to keeping everything moving forward, that wonderful forward momentum. Programs for children as well as adults and even people into their older years.
We want to be a community cornerstone of education, but also a source of support for people who might need resources. You can ask our librarians to help you research items. We have genealogy database, but we also have a dedicated genealogy librarian. So if you're researching some of your family history here in the Wyoming Valley, we can support you on that. If you need community resources and you're not sure where to go, your library is a great place to start and to ask those questions. Because even if we don't know, we are happy to do the research for you.
Michelle, you are such an enthusiastic person. What in your job makes it all worthwhile for you?
Just being a part of such a community resource. Again, I've been a lifelong library lover and user. As a single parent as well, to be totally honest, libraries saved my life when I was a young mother with young children. I'm just very proud to serve in this position.
How about your kids? Are they excited about reading and listening to new stories?
They are. We love exploring different stories, exploring different authors. I bring them to the programs, and they just have a great time, always. Exposing your children to those educational resources, that literacy can help with language skills and language development, and it also is a great place to socialize, not only for the children, but for the parents as well. We are just so proud to continue to serve our city, all of Luzerne County, and continue this legacy that Isaac Oosterhout started and envisioned. And we hope to continue that for at least another 135 years. We want our doors to be open. We want our website to be open and to continue to meet patrons where they are, meet their needs, and really just support any kind of educational or professional journey you may be on. Your library is going to be there for you, and it will always be free.
An enthusiastic conversation with Michelle Riley, Director of Development and Community Education at the Oosterhout Free Library in Luzerne County. For WVIA's Community Connection, I'm Lisa Mazzarella.